This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been sitting around in a constant state of confusion. I don't understand the world today. Let's talk big picture here, if we could. Why has the world been turned on its head these last few years? Why does it seem as if everything true is labeled false? Everything false is labeled true. Why is that, or why is it that, even in the absence of an all-out global war, everything feels chaotic and uncertain these days? Why is it that at the height of global prosperity and peace, the world went mad? What if I were to tell you that what we are experiencing has nothing to do with the events occurring that are unfolding in the present and everything to do with a future event that sits just over the horizon? What if I were to tell you that everything the titans of government, finance, and technology do today is in preparation for something they are desperate to prevent tomorrow? What if I told you that this looming disaster for those who hold power now would one day be known as the global revolt of the peasants? Would all of the craziness around us make a little more sense if you knew that the only thing our leaders actually fear is me and you? So, hang with me on this one, if you will. Let's start with three premises. Number one, all governing systems, political, financial, technocratic, operate to preserve and expand their power. Number two, catastrophic governing failure leads to complete loss of power for those in charge. Number three, governing systems in the process of failing compensate by eliminating competition and increasing overall control. So in other words, even the most free and dynamic social systems degrade over time as the people who govern those systems distort them in pursuit of greater personal wealth and power. Then those systems become corrupted, and then corrupted systems eventually lead to a breakdown and collapse. And as this collapse nears, social systems become so vulnerable to unsanctioned actions and ideas that they close themselves off. Freedom is replaced with tyranny. This is by design. If post-World War II Western governance had a creed, it is this: increased taxation and increased regulation increases both asset wealth and inequality. By taxing labor, the value of hard work has plummeted. By regulating anything and everything, the entry cost for any new entrepreneur has skyrocketed. And because the Industrial Revolution's trend toward producing more and varied innovations at cheaper costs have hit the roadblock of government interference, fewer innovations, less competition, and increased monopoly ownership have logically resulted. Instead of assets going down in value over time, as more are produced, they actually increase in value as it becomes harder to produce them. And while people with assets see gains in wealth, people depending on income to survive have experienced more difficulty affording what is produced. This is why inequality has surged in the United States, when America was not long ago the nation with the greatest intergenerational social mobility in the world. But the government has had an answer for this misery all along: just simply tax people more in return for the promise to create a welfare system that pays off in the future. And do you see what those with the power did there? They actually stole from people who work for a living in return for nothing more than the future promise to make them whole. And this extra tax revenue, where does this go? Most of it gets quickly spent buying things that the wealthy own and sell, thereby driving up the value of assets held by the rich while increasing the cost of ordinary goods to regular people. The government uses power to steal from your paycheck, transfer that wealth to businesses owned by a small money class, and artificially drive up prices, all while promising a future welfare payment that you may or may not receive decades in the future. If you live that long, this is how the socialism Ponzi scheme works. But stealing an individual's labor isn't enough to sate the avarice of big government and big business. Budgets grow bigger than tax revenues can afford, and the system of stealing from the peasants to enrich the lords was threatened. So what did the system do to preserve power? They decoupled the dollar from any tangible value in the world by ending the gold standard. Now paper dollars are worth more than the value of their paper. Only people shared the delusion, or at least accepted their government's assurances, that the paper is as valuable as gold. And without anything tethering the dollar to real-world assets, the government giddily used the last half-century to print and spend dollars until the value of the dollar today is worth only 2 cents compared to 1971. And again, those who own assets have seen their own wealth and their wealth in terms of dollars artificially rise, while those who work on salary have suffered as everything has gotten more expensive. Local, state, national debts have ballooned. The rich, well, they have benefited. The middle class fell into poverty. And the fuse of an unavoidable debt bomb triggering a future financial collapse has been lit. So everything the government does today is about lengthening that fuse in order to delay the explosion while preparing for the aftermath once it does go boom. So the question becomes, how does a governing system survive catastrophic failure of its own making? Well, they consciously cause division in society, and they distract people with propaganda, and diligently replace freedom with control. If prices are going up, that's because capitalism is evil, and free markets promote white supremacy and patriarchy. Equity, of course, is the answer, and only government can provide the equity the people need. Don't you know that private industry and ownership are ruining the planet? Consumerism is boiling the world. We're all about to die unless we willfully return to the living standards of the Middle Ages. That's what the experts say. What do you mean? Uncontrolled illegal immigration is tearing communities apart and destroying the common bonds of shared culture. That's racist. Do you know what the global COVID-19 pandemic has exposed? It has exposed the absolute need for governments to work hand in hand with big tech to eliminate harmful misinformation, regulate communication, and create a new digital passport system that can be used to catalog each individual's movements, purchases, and interactions. If we hadn't had this healthcare, you guys would not know how much you need to be controlled. Responsible people deserve to be rewarded. Those who do the government's commands may work and eat. Those who promote good science should be allowed extra servings of freedom. And that's why it is imperative that the social credit system be instituted to benefit the virtuous and punish the wicked. So the best way to survive the coming peasant revolt is to turn the peasants against each other, to scare them into submission, and convince them to imprison themselves. And all of this is still a hell of a gamble. Truth and freedom, even when smothered, have a tendency to burn back brighter when under assault. Is it possible that this Davos crowd is so confident in their power to shape history that they have ignored everything history has taught? Just over the horizon. We can't see it just yet. You may see the hump of it. But just over the horizon is catastrophic system failure. Just over there. It is coming. It is coming. Just as sure as you're sitting there listening to this, this is coming. Something big will happen next. Those of you who are prepared for that, you may even laugh when it happens. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And they're all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Piggybacking off what I was just talking about, I've been making the rounds with other media outlets as a guest discussing the Alec Baldwin shooting. The other day, one of my grandchildren, while playing on a swing, she accidentally banged into one of my other grandchildren and caused that granddaughter to cry. And the elder granddaughter got very upset at the reaction of everything happening. And as she was storming off, I asked her to come over to me, and she comes over to me, and I said, you know, that was just an accident. There will be more. You will have more, and it's okay because it's an accident. While we're all standing around, and what I want to see is I want to see how this comes out, how this works its way up, because if you or I had done what Alec Baldwin has done, we would be in jail. We would not be allowed to, you know, go somewhere to gather our thoughts in New England in a nice posh shopping area with our family. We would be in jail. Okay? And this idea that there's two sets of justice while everybody sits around and bemoans it, this has to be put away. This has to be done away with. If it is not done away with, this will be part of the systemic failure that is coming. So let's deal with the facts of what happened with the Alec Baldwin shooting, and then let's look at what it is causing. The facts of the Alec Baldwin shooting are this. They had an inept armorer who allowed three guns to be laid on top of a cart. She did not segregate the guns. She did not clear the guns before laying them on the cart. You do not leave a gun on a movie set unattended without making sure it is clear. And then you don't, if you're the armorer, you don't leave them unattended. You have a chain of custody. She laid these guns on there. These guns, one of these guns, the one that Alec Baldwin used to shoot his cinematographer with. And that's what happened. He didn't mean to do that. He didn't think he's going to, but that's what happened. One of these guns had dummy rounds in them and one live round. And how you don't, you can't tell they're dummy rounds unless you pull them out and look at the side of the casing because they have a hole bored in the side. That way, no pressure, even if there's gunpowder, if it did go off, there's no pressure, it's going to build up because it's going to vent. So. Then the assistant director comes up, picks up the gun, declares it a cold gun, doesn't examine it, doesn't verify that it's cold. I mean, a single action cowboy pistol is very easy to clear. You pull open the gate. You swing it around to each chamber. You pull, slide the ejection rod up into whatever's in that chamber. It slides right out. You clear it. That should have been a completely cleared gun. This was not a scene to be filmed. There was no need for dummy rounds, squib loads, blanks, nothing to be in the gun. Any armorer worth his salt would not have let that go out there. And no assistant director worth his salt would have picked one up without verification or without the armorer handing it to him. Every time the gun gets laid down, it gets verified. Assistant director picks up the gun, hands it to Alec Baldwin. Then Alec Baldwin goes, and they keep talking about the cinematographer. I don't know if she had a camera or most cinematographers, when they're trying to set up a shot, what they do is they have a lens on a pistol grip. And they look at that lens, and they figure out how they want this shot framed. They look at where the lens is set. So if the lens is set at, as far as zoom factor, this is in millimeters. So if they're at 35 millimeters, they mark it down as 35 millimeters. They mark it down as whatever the f-stop is for the amount of light they want in. They measure the amount of light that's there so that they can duplicate that. And then they write all that stuff down, and then the shot is set. But instead of doing that, instead of making all those measurements, she also wanted a rehearsal. So then, inexplicably, Alec Baldwin sits down, and he does a cross draw from a seated position and points the gun directly at the cinematographer. That's not something that is done in films today. It wasn't done back one of my favorite shows when I was a kid. I keep going back to this. I've been using this as an example a lot. The Rifleman with Chuck Connors. Him and his Winchester lever-action gun. I just got me a lever-action gun, partially in homage to just that crate show. In those days, in the 60s, and on TV, they just used real guns. And they used blanks. So, aiming a gun with a blank at somebody is a very bad idea because you're blowing a lot of hot gas and unburned powder their way. So it isn't like they can't not get hurt. In the military, they use a blank adapter that actually seals off the barrel for when we're training with blanks. So with Chuck Connors, they developed this filming technique, and I'm sure they did it with others, but I mean, it was very evident with him. Because Chuck Connors, over the course of that TV show, he killed 120 people in the script. And they would always film him shooting and then film from another angle of the guy reacting. But they never showed him actually aiming a gun at anybody. Because that just wasn't done in those days. Plus, Chuck Connors was a World War II veteran. He knew not to shoot or aim a gun at someone. So, Alec Baldwin aimed at the cinematographer. When they were filming Halloween, the latest Halloween, they had to do a lot of filming of Jamie Lee Curtis dead on where she's shooting. So they would put bulletproof plexiglass between the cameraman and the... And he would be the only one there, and he would be on a dolly so they could pull him back. It made it a more cinematic shot. And, but she was still at an angle, not aiming at them directly. So he aims at her directly, draws the weapon, pulls back the hammer, pulls the trigger. There is some talk that they haven't really released how many shots were done. It was a 45 long Colt. I suspect it was one. I suspect it was an over-penetrating shot. In the meantime, we've become, you and I, and other people have become so distracted with what's going on with Alec Baldwin that we're not paying attention or as much attention as we should be to what the Department of Justice has done regarding parents going to PTA meetings and to what the Congress is trying to do regarding elections and what they're trying to pass regarding infrastructure spending. All of these things meant to consolidate and do those things that I was just talking about, where they double down, tyranny goes up, they increase control. We have to pay attention to all of it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with Pope Francis at the Vatican for their first official meeting and to address two issues, climate change and COVID-19. Biden arrived with First Lady Jill for the meeting. He told reporters that he and the Pope prayed for peace and that the topic of abortion was never raised during the meeting. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Dr. Janet Woodcock says the vaccine is both safe and effective.
Parents and guardians can rest assured that we conducted a comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, and that this vaccine meets our high standards.
The acting FDA commissioner says the vaccine was found to be 90.7% effective with no serious side effects. Next, the CDC will review the recommendation, and a rollout of the vaccine could begin by next week. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Maine Governor Janet Mills' COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The High Court denied a request to block the mandate. Three conservative justices, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas, dissented, taking issue with the mandate for not including a religious exemption. That was the crux of the lawsuit by healthcare workers who objected to the requirement. The Liberty Council, a national religious nonprofit, filed the lawsuit on behalf of 8 healthcare workers and 1 provider who said they rejected any medicine or procedure developed with or aided by the use of fetal tissue. The group said the mandate also violates First Amendment protections of freedom of religion. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who wrote a concurring opinion, said she voted with the majority because the case was brought up on the Supreme Court's emergency docket, and the justices didn't have full briefings or oral arguments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Let me take you back to 2016, in the final year of the Obama presidency. The idea that crimes committed with firearms are a health issue began to emerge. See, this is the thing with gun control. Gun control, and this is sort of giving away the game here. It's not really a game, but this is just the way it works out. I have been talking about universal background checks since 2008. And I wasn't even on radio in 2008. I've been talking about them the whole time I've been on radio. Because that's something they really want. Assault weapon ban, same thing. Taking firearms and trying to make it a health issue, this is a new sort of thing. The premise had been hovering for years, and concerning gun rights advocates since the Obamacare debates, the notion of gun violence as a public health issue began being floated more frequently by the administration, the doctors, and the CDC. And that very year, an NBC News headline reported, "Gun violence is a public health epidemic." Subheading read, "Public health experts and scientists celebrated President Barack Obama's gun plan Tuesday, saying firearm safety is clearly a public health issue. Urging Congress to embrace science in the fight for gun law reform." See, for them, gun safety is not what you and I think of as gun safety. You and I think of gun safety as treat every gun as if it's loaded. Don't put your sights on something you're not willing to shoot. Know what's behind your target. Don't put your finger on the trigger till you're ready to shoot. You know, that kind of thing. For them, gun safety is just taking guns from you. That makes them safe from you. left-leaning so-called self-described gun safety advocates began to pressure doctors, in particular pediatricians, to address gun ownership in consultation with families in the exam room. It continues today, that push, from a June 2021 piece from Health Affairs. We need pediatricians to get involved in the fight to end gun violence. Pediatricians are incredibly effective child health advocates and public health messengers, and prevention is the cornerstone of the profession. When pediatricians speak, people listen. Pediatricians have a platform, and the magnitude of the gun violence crisis in the U.S. demands that pediatricians use that platform and lend their informed, expert, powerful voices to this cause. Since Obama's years, we've been watching this slow creep from the medical profession, calling for more gun control advocacy, from what they perceive to be the powerful perch of their platform, which I never thought of that as a platform. And this approach, as false as it may be, was a brilliant maneuver by the gun control crowd. Because what do we tell our doctors? We tell them everything regarding our health and welfare. And the gun control groups, with the help from the White House, quickly moved to exploit that trusted doctor-patient relationship to advance the anti-gun political agenda. And then we get this from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Gun violence is a public health epidemic that is injuring and killing children at alarming rates. Any death from gun violence is one too many if it's in your family or your community. We must implement common sense solutions that have been proven to reduce these injuries and deaths. The interesting part about this is still being pushed today in the post-COVID Antifa BLM world. Because I hate to say this, but it becomes increasingly more and more apparent to me with each passing day that the gun control crowd likes dead kids. They like kids that get murdered with guns. And they do not differentiate in any way between a kid that is a gangbanger and little Tommy on the swing set. Little Mary on the teeter-totter. They're all the same. Whether they're pushing their friend in their Red Rider wagon or pushing rock on the corners, they're all the same. So dead children are a boon to the gun control crowd. And this is, you know, right now some people are going, oh my God, Bill's going completely cynical. No, this is not cynicism. This is just reality. Because while they're calling for all of this, at the same time, they're defunding police, they're letting criminals out on the street, they're decriminalizing crime. We've got how many, I mean, they're talking about paying illegal immigrants $450,000 a head. Do you think, first things first, where's that going to come from? Next thing, do you think that's going to be like a come here kind of gesture to the rest of the world that isn't here already? When you go to a doctor, if you have a young child, some of you have probably been asked to wear orange in support of gun control measures. But they're gun safety measures, which is what they've rechristened gun control to gun safety, which this is not something you don't know. But I mean, they've rechristened it. So while they're out there continually beating that drum of gun safety, gun safety, gun safety, the uninitiated, of course, become weaker and weaker, and their eyes just get heavier and heavier, and then they're finally just going, gun safety, epidemic, epidemic. No real gun safety measures actually coming out of there. The safest gun in the room is the one that everybody knows is loaded. Because nobody's going to mess with that gun. The one that's going to carry that gun, he's not going to grab that gun and stick his finger in the trigger guard until he has to shoot it. It's not going to be pulled out and examined and played with and look at this barrel. It's so pretty on the inside. None of that's going to be happening. It's going to stay in its holster. Trigger guard covered. These are gun safety measures. Guns are dangerous, and they're meant to be dangerous. Their mere implementation is lethal because they're self-defense tools. In America, ownership of guns, you have two benefits, two primary benefits of owning guns. You can stop common crime. And you can fight tyranny. Anything else, duck hunting, target shooting, competitive shooting, any of those other things, that's a fringe benefit. The two primary things we gain from the codification of the Second Amendment is self-defense and being able to fight tyranny. I saw the other day where Jerry Nadler on some House Representative Committee was asking Chip Roy if that meant fighting tyranny, if that meant fighting American troops. Well, if the government of America attacks Americans, yes, Mr. Nadler, that's exactly what that means. I think you're missing the point. Well, I know he's missing the point. That comes as no surprise to me that Nadler doesn't get it. So, right now there's a massive push to turn this into a health issue as well. Here within the Biden-Harris administration, which is the Biden-Harris administration is the first administration to ever include the vice president in it. It's like he's not there without her. I just don't understand. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're about to enter the holiday season. And I'm a little distressed about the holiday season that's coming up. We may well be looking forward to the faces of sad children gathered around the Christmas tree or the Hanukkah menorah or the Kwanzaa hammer and sickle. And we'll have to look at the children and say, Santa Claus couldn't get the stuff he needed from China. We'll have to tell this, even the leftist parents are going to tell their children this, to the extent that you believe that they can manage the mechanics of breeding. And they too will be disappointed that Santa Marks will not be coming down the chimney, redistributing presents on what our beloved Veep, Scamala Willie Brown Sidechick Harris, explained was her favorite childhood holiday. And this problem is not the inevitable end result of outsourcing the manufacturing of pretty much everything to the Chi-Coms across the ocean. The plan decades ago was to make a backward, poverty-stricken enemy into a peer competitor by having its sweatshops do all the actual building and making for America. And in the meantime, we would retain important industries like diversity consulting and inclusion consulting and equity consulting. But that's not the problem. And nor is the foreign ownership of port facilities or the union rules and air quality rules and rules for the sake of rules that prevent the expeditious unloading of cargo the problem. Do you know what the problem is? He says as he takes a sip of delicious coffee in the morning. The problem is you. Your expectations are simply too high. Like Jimmy Carter before him, our visionary president, he understands that making America function is difficult, and therefore he needs an excuse for his inability to perform adequately at the basic presidential task, which is to make America function. And the excuse is that you have simply expected too much, like him performing adequately at this basic presidential task of making America function. You, who are so picky about grocery shelves that are bare. You, who can't find a new car because of semiconductor shortages. Or parks to fix your car, which you shouldn't even have, by the way, because of the weather. And you can't get the things you're used to getting overnight. If you weren't so used to all of this stuff, everything would be great. And by great, they mean we're not being held accountable for our failure to do our jobs at the basic presidential function. Now, we Americans, we are the worst people on earth because we've got it into our heads that because of all of our hard work and innovation, and more hard work and more innovation, that we would be a prosperous nation on earth, the most prosperous nation. And the problem is, if only we would accept less, if only we would tolerate ineptitude, if only we would channel those people queuing up for their beet ration in Moscow in 1974, everything would be just peachy. Beets are very important. That's how you make borscht. And by peachy, I mean peachy for President Asterisk. Now, it's hard to believe that a president with the kind of priorities that this desiccated old dust sack emphasizes might preside over a radical decline in American living standards. When he took office, he promised a competent, stable administration of professionals, adults, based on only the highest standards, which is where their great-grandfathers came from, or who they want to have sex with, or whether they stand or sit to urinate. A differently abled Maori lesbian Hindu whose pronouns are zip-zap for secretary of not screwing up the supply chain? Bring Zap on. So many boxes checked. Just as an aside, as we go forward with this, has Zip ever, actually worked with logistics? Or is me asking this, is that considered racist? It is? Okay. And then, of course, Zip will need to be AWOL for Zapternity leave. Zap's adopting a kid, and it's too much to expect Zip to do Zap's job like Zip was, a non-member of the ruling elite. By the way, in case you were wondering, yes, my inconsistent use of Zip and Zap is literal, actual violence. And there may be literal, actual violence, but I'm talking about the real kind then, and if things get bad. You want to hear a riddle? What's the difference between Los Angeles and Mogadishu? About a week. A week without getting the food it needs to feed the millions of people who live there, transported in the middle of the night by your government. It's not like much grows in the big cities, aside some bad ideas, despite the sidewalks being strewn with piles of fertilizer, the good kind. The night soil, as they would call it. Now, it's not merely that our rapidly deteriorating logistical system is failing from gross incompetence within the government that artificially disrupts the processes. It's that these systems, the ones, that feed us here in the concrete jungles, are hugely vulnerable to enemy cyber attacks. China's not our friend. Well, sort of. They're the friend of the ruling class in the way that Dracula was the friend of Renfield. And why should it waste good money showering us with the hypersonic missiles it's building as we debate how to give more free money to deadbeats? Why would they do that if they can just turn us off with a flip of the switch? And then the fun starts. And when I say fun, I mean blood-curdling violence as people struggle to survive. And the only upside is that I have always wanted to be a warlord of the wasteland, just like in Mad Max 2. I've got the haircut, I'm not built like that guy, but I'm sure I could work that out. So, there's that. Nah, this holiday season will be a taste of the future under feudal corporate liberalism as we start to feel the consequence of our ruling caste decision to outsource the manufacture of everything. And I mean everything we actually need. But don't worry. This year's Kwanzaa does not have to be a hideous memory. You can be creative. Find an old cardboard box and tell your kids that it's not some ratty old package, but it's really Boxy, the magical fun box adventure set. Then you can have minutes of fun playing with their box. Or if it's too hard to find an old cardboard box, just go for an imagination Kwanzaa where their dreams are only a dream away. All of this is inevitable. All the distractions, all the turning things upside down, all the letting the predators loose amongst the lambs. It's not bad to be a lamb, unless there's only predators around you. And then it's horrific to be a lamb. And all these things that I have mentioned to you today, these are all good practice for the miserable future in store for our children, our grandchildren, ourselves going forward if we don't make a change and then hold some political feet to the fire. If we don't get and take out of the system, we can no longer let Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, they're the ones buying things and changing things. That agenda advocacy has got to end. Because if it doesn't, the fun will begin. Stay awake, stay aware. I will talk to you guys next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.